The title of this little article is Persistence. The definition of persistence is to go on resolutely or stubbornly in spite of difficulties. A few years ago, the real estate company with whom I was associated had an annual sales meeting at which they gave out company awards to deserving members of the sales force. My business was strictly commercial real estate, and I received a couple of awards, but the one that impressed me the most was a plaque honoring me for my persistence. The thought occurred to me recently that the most outstanding factor in the lives of the most successful old-timers in AA seemed to be persistence. In my own experience, the persistence in attending meetings, communicating with my sponsor, and fellowshipping with other members of AA seemed to be the motivating factor that has given me nearly 50 years of sober, happy, and wonderful life. Most of us have read about the promises, or at least heard about them, in our search for the good, sober life and the attendant promises. We have three choices. One, take a shortcut. We can try to manipulate the circumstances in God's plan for our lives. Each of us has a God-given purpose and the tools to accomplish this purpose. However, in our impatient human minds, we want whatever it is now. And because we were given free will, we will attempt to manipulate God's will, God's plan, in order to get what we want immediately. But God's will not be manipulated. His word stands, and he has all of eternity at his disposal. So you can be sure that no amount of whining, complaining, or manipulation is going to change anything. You may as well sit back and enjoy the ride and let him do the driving. The second thing we could consider is to just simply quit. And oh, how many of us have taken this disastrous route? It'd be real easy to turn our backs on family, friends, jobs, everything, and continue to drink until we die a horrible life of pain, as alcohol destroys our brains and bodies. Over the years, I've seen many alcoholics at this stage of their lives, and it's not a pretty picture. The physical and mental suffering of the alcoholic is beyond our ability to cope. And if there are any friends or relatives still willing to visit the unfortunate drunk, their suffering is equally great. No, the second choice certainly does not seem to be the answer. The third choice is to wait patiently and trust God for his blessings. For they will be yours if you'll only persistently follow the path laid out for you by Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob and countless other alcoholics. Clearly, this is the best option, but sadly the one we often avoid. If someone promised to give you $10 million in 10 years, would you say, no thanks, I want it all now or not at all? I think you'd find a way of doing everything necessary to survive those 10 years so that you could have the money. So why do we tell God we want it all right now? God has a plan for you, but in order for that plan to reach fruition, you must follow his guidance. Although I didn't believe it when I first came into AA, now I know without a shadow of doubt that starting each day with a period of prayer and meditation keeps me on track and makes my life run much more smoothly. Next to my plate at breakfast is my Bible, often the big book, and whatever other literature I may be reading. And my day starts by my reading for half an hour to an hour, followed by a prayer period of meditation and prayer. Every day in my reading, I find a message that will inspire and guide me through the day. Sometimes that seems to apply directly to a problem or some situation in which I find myself. Over the years in AA, God has never failed me, and I have realized without a doubt the tremendous blessings in store for me. If we'll only be patient, conscientious in our AA program, and